The Oval Portrait, Chapter 1. My valet, Pedro, and I were traveling through the Apennine Mountains in Italy. I was badly hurt and had a high fever. We finally saw a very strange and gloomy castle that had been recently abandoned. It was the kind of castle that you can read about in certain old novels about ghosts. Pedro knew that I couldn't remain outside in my condition, so he decided to break into the castle. When he had broken in, he took me to a small room in a turret of the castle. This room had many very old paintings, tapestries, and arms. There were also many spirited modern paintings. I looked closely at them all. They fascinated me greatly, perhaps because I was delirious from the fever. I also found a book that told the story of each of the paintings in the room. Pedro lit the candles of a large candelabrum, and I began to contemplate each piece of art in this bizarre room. I lay in my bed reading and looking at the paintings for a long, long time. Then, since Pedro was asleep, I moved the candelabrum so I could read more easily. The light of the candles made it easier to read, but it also illuminated a strange little painting in a dark niche. It was the portrait of a lovely adolescent girl. I do not know why, but I closed my eyes for a moment and thought about it. Then I opened my eyes to look at it again. Then I wondered why I was so charmed by this painting. Its frame was oval and gold. The painting itself was done very well. It showed the head and shoulders of the girl. The girl herself was extremely beautiful. The painting had even startled me because for a moment it looked like a living person. Still, none of these three things could explain the secret of its mysterious effect on me. Then I discovered the reason. The expression on her face was almost perfectly lifelike. And this lifelikeness had confused me, startled me, and filled me with horror. I immediately looked in the book for the story of this oval portrait and read the following story.